you can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything, from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all.
Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
You're listening to the Quince Podcast.
Hit by communal violence just days earlier on 16th April, Delhi's Jahangirpuri on 28th April saw seven bulldozers roll into the neighborhood accompanied by heavy police deployments as the BJP-led North Delhi Municipal Corporation razed parts of shops, carts, tin sheds, homes and the gates of a mosque. The demolition, which started at 10 a.m., went on for over an hour till 12:15 p.m. despite the Supreme Court's directions at 11 a.m. that the status quo be maintained. In taking notice of the disregard of its order, an apex court bench of Justices Ellen Rao and B.R. Gavai heard a clutch of petitions on 21st April, where it extended its status quo order for two more weeks and said that it would, quote-unquote, take a serious view of all the demolitions that took place after the court's decision was communicated to the mayor. The demolition drive has left behind a trail of despair in Jahangirpuri due to the lack of due process followed by the NDMC, with many vendors and shopkeepers asserting that they were not given any notice of the demolition drive and more so, were not even given a chance to move their carts and stalls. So in today's episode, we take a look back at what happened in Jahangirpuri on 20th April and the impact of the demolitions through the Quince ground reports, and also take a look at the arguments made in the Supreme Court with the Quince legal editor Vakasha Sajdev. You're tuned in to The Big Story, the podcast where we dissect the headline-making news for you, and I'm your host, Imat. Thirty-year-old Rokia, who used to run a Sikh kebab shop in Jahangirpuri, lost her only source of livelihood after her cart was razed by bulldozers. 10 minutes after her shop was demolished, the Supreme Court issued the stay order. Speaking to the Queen, she said that she pleaded with the police to let her take her cart, but the police denied her request, stating that, quote-unquote, whatever is lying outside will be broken.
I run a shop with money. What was the
shop? It was
a Sikh kebab shop. And when did
you break it?
Today I broke it.
कितने बजे आपको पता
चला? सुप्रीम कोर्ट के ऑर्डर आने से 10 मिनट पहले ही तोड़ा.
10 मिनट पहले?
हाँ, उसके बाद ही ऑर्डर आया.
और आपको पता कब चला?
मैं सो के उठ के आई, कह रहे कि कबाड़ा बबाड़ा ले जाएंगे. तो जब मैं आके रेडी के पास खड़ी हुई थी, दूसरा जब रेडी तोड़ा तो मैंने पुलिस वालों को बोला, अंकल मुझे अंदर रेडी ले जाने दो. कह रहे नहीं, जो है टूटेगा, जो बाहर है टूटेगा सारा. तो तोड़ दिया उन्होंने. फिर
आपने रोकने की कोशिश की?
हाँ, मैंने रोकने की. पुलिस वाले आगे जा ही नहीं दे रहे थे.
हाँ.
तो रोकने की तो बहुत कोशिश करी, फिर भी नहीं रुके, वो तोड़ ही दिया.
Another resident named Rihanna told the Quint that she spent Rs 80,000 on her puri sabji cart, which she used to run every day from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Like Rukia, she too wasn't allowed to save her cart from being demolished.
ऑर्डर किया जो सारे तोड़ फोड़ होगा, हमें पता नहीं था.
हाँ.
तो हम रेडी हटा नहीं पाया. जब हमें पता चला तो 9 बजे हम पुलिस वाला को बोला, जो सर हमें जाने दो, हमारा रेडी है, हम हटा लेंगे, वही हमारा रोजी रोटी है, हमारा आदमी बीमार रहता है. जो हम रेडी हटा के बच्चा को लेके दुकान लगाता हूँ, हमें हटाने दो. तो सर बोल रहा जो नहीं, हम नहीं जाने देंगे, हमारा से बड़ा बड़ा ऑफिसर है और हम जाने देंगे तो हमारा नौकरी का सवाल है, हमारा नौकरी चला जाएगा. बोले हटाने नहीं दिया. उसका बाद बुलडोजर मंगाया, सारे उधर से तोड़फोड़ करा, इधर आके इधर से हमारा गाड़ी भी तोड़ दिया. हमारा गाड़ी भी वहाँ पे पड़ा है अभी तक.
Dilip Saxena, who used to run a juice shop named Delhi's Fruit Juice and Sugarcane Juice, said that he had a license for his shop and even paid house tax for it. Showing his license papers to the Quince reporter Samarth Grover, Mr. Saxena said that he has incurred a loss of Rs. 7 to 8 lakhs because of the demolition.
My name is Dilip Saxena and my shop here was called Delhi Fruit Juice and Sugarcane Juice, which I also had a MCD license. I also give house tax to MCD. And my DDA allotment is from DDA J.J. Salam. ये मेरे पास पर्चियाँ हैं, ये सारी पर्चियाँ हैं मेरे पास डीडीए की, ये सारे पेपर हैं, मेरे नाम की रजिस्ट्री है, रजिस्ट्री मैंने करा रखी है जिनके नाम थी. और ये दुकान जो है, ये मैं हाउस टैक्स भी देता हूँ इसका. ये हाउस टैक्स की रसीद है, ये जीवन कुशल सिनेमा, ये मेरे नाम की रसीद है.
तो सर ये कितने बजे आपको पता चला कि
ये? तो जब इन्होंने तोड़ दिया तो पुलिस हमें अंदर नहीं घुसने दे रही, ये कोई 10 बजे के आसपास की बात है. ये जो है जब कार्रवाई की है इन्होंने, और ये तो ऐसे कार्रवाई की है कि जैसे दो ही दुकानों को टारगेट किया गया है जो अलोटेड हैं। मैं जोगी जी से, मोदी जी से ये अपील करूंगा कि जो अनऑथराइज हैं वो तोड़ी जाए, ऑथराइज थोड़ी तोड़ी जाए।
नाउ व्हाट इज कॉमन इन ऑल द एनेक्डोटल डिस्क्रिप्शंस ऑफ व्हाट हैपेंड ऑन 28th अप्रैल इज दैट नो नोटिस वाज इश्यूड टू शॉप ओनर्स अबाउट द डेमोलिशन एंड दिस लेड टू अ ग्रुप ऑफ सीनियर एडवोकेट्स इंक्लूडिंग दुष्यंत दवे, कपिल सिब्बल एंड संजय हेगड़े मेंशनिंग द मैटर बिफोर द एपेक्स कोर्ट ऑन 21st अप्रैल। This lack of notice, as claimed by the residents of Jahangirpuri, is important because it flies straight in the face of the MCD's practice before demolishing encroachments. There's also legal precedent here. The Delhi Municipal Corporation Act of 1957 states that the civic body needs to give at least 5 days notice to a person who has carried out the alleged illegal construction. During this time, the person can be asked to make alterations, failing which the corporation has the power to demolish or seal the unauthorized structure. Senior advocate Dave argued that the demolition drive was quote-unquote completely unconstitutional and illegal and that no notice had been given to the residents. Vakasha Sasdev, the Quince legal editor, takes us through the arguments made in the court today.
So the main issue over the civic body's action in Jahangirpuri is about the process which has to be followed. Now, the Delhi Municipal Corporation Act of 1957 has some detailed provisions on the way demolitions encroachments are supposed to take place. It also has detailed provisions on regularization. So the hearings began with Senior Advocate Dushyant Dave, who was representing the Jamiat Ulama-e, and he actually was pointing out that most of these supposed encroachments had been in place for over 30 years, as a result of which they should be regularized under the Municipal Corporation Act provisions on regularization. After that, when he returned to the issue of encroachment, he talked about how these people had not been given a chance to be heard, which there has to be a right to do that, to challenge any allegation of encroachment. And there's even an appellate process, which it seems was not followed. So these were all the points which were raised by them during the case. At the same time, of course, Solicitor General Tushar Mehta defended the NDMC. According to him, there was sufficient notice given. He pointed out that some of this, the work on the encroachments and like some of the attempts to demolish buildings had begun in January this year. Then there had been further attempts in February. He talked about he claimed that some of these Jahangirpuri commercial establishments had even filed paperwork in the Delhi High Court, where they had acknowledged that they'd received notice. This was contested by the juice shop seller Ganesh Gupta, who you might have seen images of him in the news during the encroachment drive as it was happening on Wednesday when they were trying to demolish his shop. He said that this was absolutely not true, that notice had not been actually sent, and he claimed he would be able to have documents to prove that his building was actually a legal construction. So essentially, the key issue is going to come down to whether or not adequate notice was actually sent, whether an opportunity was given to these people whose properties are claimed to be illegal encroachments to contest the NDMC's claims, whether they'd been given an adequate right to be heard, and even whether the appellate process under the Delhi Municipal Corporation Act had been followed, which the judges had pointed out, in fact, that there is an appellate process, there's supposed to be a further period of time given before the order of a legal encroachment becomes final. So that's something which the court will have to see. They've asked for detailed affidavits and counter affidavits to be filed over the next 2 weeks before their next hearing. So it will be seen now whether or not this, it'll be interesting to see whether the NDMC can show that they actually sent relevant documentation for all the processes under the Municipal Corporation Act. And if they are able to prove that, obviously, then their actions will be bona fide. But if not, then that's a huge problem for them when it comes to legality.
According to Vakasha, if the actual process of sending a notice has not been followed, it also violates an individual's rights under Article 14 and 16 of the Indian Constitution.
Now, if the actual process for demolition of encroachments has not been followed, then there are some serious violations which could take place, right? First off, there's a potential violation of Article 14, which is the equality before law. That's one of the reasons why it was also pointed out that there are around 731 different unauthorized colonies and encroachments across Delhi. I think the Ministry of Home Affairs had in 2019 released a list of around 69 of these, which include a lot of upper class posh neighborhoods like Scenic Farms. Golf Links also supposedly has a number of encroachments. Dushan Dave, who lives there, he said that every second house there has unauthorized constructions. What are you doing about those? So the fact that action is only being taken against one neighborhood without following the process would show that that you're not having equality before the law, which becomes a violation of Article 14. There is also the fact that if the process is not followed, there's a clear violation of Article 21. Now, the right to life and personal liberty over the years, is something which has been talked about by the Supreme Court. They've expanded the jurisprudence on this in a lot of ways. The right to have a home is something which very much falls within this. There was the Supreme Court's Olga Telly's judgment, which talked about the right to shelter. All these sort of things are there under Article 21. Now, this is, again, it's not obviously an absolute right, because obviously if there are illegal buildings, there are unauthorized constructions, then these can be removed and your right to a home cannot supersede that, right? But then you're going to be deprived of your right, it has to be in accordance with a procedure established by law. And if the procedure has not been followed, in this case, giving them the right to be heard, allowing the people to actually contest these claims about illegal encroachment, allowing them to access the appellate process. If these procedures have not been followed, then again, it means that Article 21 has been violated. So that even though it may be allowed, even though it's a reasonable restriction to say that, okay, illegal encroachments can be demolished, can be destroyed, if you've not followed the adequate process for it, you've not done the right notice procedure, then that gets struck down by the courts. This is something which the central government, the Tushar Mehta, the Solicitor General, coming here on behalf of the authorities, is strongly contested. Given that there is one of the petitions which is being heard along with all of this is also challenging these kind of activities taking place across the country, which even mentioned what happened in Khargone in Madhya Pradesh. The Solicitor General strongly contested that as well, saying no, even their notices were sent, every procedure, every process was followed. It's quite easy to show whether this was done or not. So the paperwork which is going to be filed over the next 2 weeks will show that. If it turns out that there has been a failure to follow the exact process, then that spells a serious problem for the authorities. And it'll start with Jahangirpuri. It could then go up to the other areas across the country as well if the court decides to fully take up that petition. And once they pass an order about the Jahangirpuri situation, then that could also become an issue in other parts of the country as well. It could become a precedent for them, which is something they have to worry about.
While arguments were being made in the apex court, the demolition issue also turned into a political slugfest, with opposition parties criticizing the anti-encroachment drive carried by the BJP-controlled North MCD. However, what has been a striking feature in all the rhetoric regarding the demolition is the eerie absence of the Aam Aadmi Party government in Jahangirpuri. Since the communal violence took place on 16th April, no AAP minister or legislator had visited Jahangirpuri till 21st April. Though the party supremo and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has condemned the issue on Twitter, none of the party's popular faces like Manish Sisodia, Raghav Chadda or Delhi MLA Atishi has visited the demolition site. And this was a frequent point brought up by the Congress delegation which visited the site on 21st April. Led by Congress General Secretary Ajay Makan and Delhi Congress Chief Anil Chaudhary, the delegation reached the site of the demolition to meet the affected families, which was cordoned off by security forces with traffic movement restricted into the heavily barricaded area. And hours after the Congress delegation questioned the absence of AAP leaders or the area's MLA on the ground, Aam Aadmi Party's Burari MLA Sanjeev Jha visited the spot. On being asked why he had come late and not on Thursday when the demolition drive took place, Jha said that, quote-unquote, "I have been in touch with the people on phone. We have also appealed for peace." On being asked about Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's absence, Jha claimed that the issue has been raised by Kejriwal with Home Minister Amit Shah. The Quinn's reporters Ishwar Gole and Samant Grover have extensively covered this demolition from the ground, and you can find the reports on the Quinn's website. For more updates on this story, stay tuned to the Quint. If you liked listening to this episode, please subscribe to The Big Story for episodic updates. We're available on Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, JioSaavn, and most of the other popular podcast streaming platforms. For other podcasts, please log on to the Quint website, and for any feedback, please shoot an email to podcasts@thequint.com.
Thanks for listening. Log on to the Quint website and check out our other podcasts.